Yes.
Congressman Morgan on 9-1.
You're a good, sweet man. Do you mind my telling you that?
No, sir.
All right. I had a little crazy screwball idea on my friend Wayne Morse and all the bellyachers around. Our USIA shows that folks are wondering how we split the pieces and how divided we are. And been some pretty bad reaction to what Morse has said. And millions are repudiating the armed men. And they got 200,000 boys out there. And I'll probably send 40,000 or 50,000 more between now and October. And we're winning now. And if they just don't think they can win this war, why, like in Washington, like they did in Paris, well, we may be doing all right. But I rather thought, wait just a second.
I want these copies of this offer. Several copies, don't have to do it anymore. That offer. And then get from him, and we know this is a hawk. Want this out of hawk. Yeah. And we know this is the dove. Get what proved young. This man, 30% going for all. 41 to 1 for 5. But 50-some-odd percent is what I'm doing. 50 New Jersey. But it's here in 28. Then get Will Clark. Let him have a speech. I don't know. Tell him to go get to his office by 11 tomorrow.
So I thought that when you get your report ready to kind of let them look at reporting your bill, I might send you some stuff showing what the USIA says about the reaction to some of these hearings, how divided we are, and give you a quotation or two where Morse says.
Well, Mr. President, we filed our report tonight on the deficiency appropriation because we're going to put the Rules Committee tomorrow.
Well, what I was thinking about,
yeah.
If you could call your committee together and get some boy like Gallagher or somebody else, Wayne Hayes or somebody, that might want to just say, okay, now, we passed this resolution out here unanimously. And that people are saying that we're divided and that we are millions of folks who are not backing us, and we got 200,000 men out there fighting today, and they're wondering about what the folks back home's doing. So I'm going to move to rescind this resolution, this authority of August. By amendment on this bill, I hereby move that we rescind the resolution. We had an amendment, section 2 of the bill, or whatever it is, to rescind the authority. And, Mr. Chairman, I ask for a vote. I know why. They'd have to get Rosenthal not to vote.
Yeah.
And maybe get Diggs to stay away. But you could have a 30-0 vote against it.
Yeah.
And that would show that the House of Representatives, the closest to the people, had voted 30-0 against a resolution rescension. And that would cure Morse for all time to come, because they wouldn't be trying to handle anything. The Senate show they'd never get it in conference. And it would be a hell of a good act. I just talked to George Ball. He agreed.
Yeah.
And I don't know what how you could get your committee together, offer it, but I don't believe they would rescind it, would they?
No, sir.
And I think you could get old Lady Bolton stirred up, and you get your boy stirred up.
Yeah.
And I don't mind. I'd call Gallagher for you and get him to do some legwork, and you'd do it, and you all. See, by the time you reported that out on the floor, you could just say there's a lot of sentiment talking around here at other places about how we weren't backing the boys up and how we were going to rescind the authority and how we didn't keep our commitments and how we wanted to Welsh on the treaty. And we just had a little vote in the committee on rescinding the authority. Said we'd add it as a floor amendment. And the vote was 30-0 against it.
All right, I think we can handle that.
You talk to one or two of your boys,
and
I'll call one or two, and they get them to talk to you, and you see if you can't get them together and get some proxies. And when you go before that Rules Committee or afterwards or some other time, say, here's our report, and then put a put a line in it saying that.
Sure, we can have.
Thank you, Doc.